Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
What I like to do is identify, what the heck do I enjoy doing that I'm doing now, and what don't I enjoy doing as much? Because if we don't enjoy doing it, then we're not going to be as good at it.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects.
Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. My name is Joe Fairless, and today is Friday, so we're going to do a special segment called Follow Along Friday, where I talk about what I got going on and how it can relate to you and your business. So this week has been incredibly active, and one of the themes that, the theme that keeps on coming to the surface as I think about this week is partnerships and how we're all on the same team. Yeah, I was actually at the Cincinnati Zoo with my girlfriend, Colleen, and we're walking around, and I ended up talking to a couple quote-unquote strangers and just making small talk and saying hi. We were waiting in line at one time, waiting to get a beer, and I was just, you know, kind of chatting it up. And afterwards, Colleen looks at me and she's like, "I love that you're so friendly to strangers." And the immediate thought that came into my head is that, well, because we're all on the same team. I treat everybody as though we're team members. I treat, you know, you, the best ever listener, as though you're my team member, because we are. We're team members. We're on this journey together, learning, gobbling up information, enjoying life as much as we decide to enjoy life, and then improving and getting better. I treat the person at Subway who makes my sandwich as a team member. And that's my approach. That's my mentality. We're collectively on the same team. And what I've seen with my real estate business is the partnerships and the team members I have, and taking that approach has helped scale my company tremendously. And I'll give you some specific examples. So let's talk about the deals that I'm working on right now. I've got two deals in Houston that my business partner, team member, and I are working on. And I anticipate one, if not both of them, to be under contract in the next, I'll say conservatively 30 days. I think it's going to be much shorter than that. The only reason I'm conservatively saying 30 days is so that I've got a buffer of time to follow up. But I anticipate being much faster than that. And with those two projects, each of them are over 150 units, multifamily properties in Houston. They wouldn't be possible. I wouldn't be able to close on them if it weren't for team members and partnerships. And I want to give you a glimpse inside my world on how I think and about the team members and how I kind of put all the pieces in place so that everybody's interests are aligned and we're all accomplishing what we want to accomplish together. We don't get 100% of the profits, but we get a portion of the profits, and we actually get profits because there are profits because we're able to do the project because we're teaming up together and we're partnering. So here are a couple specific examples. With one of the deals that I'm working on, we're bringing in an equity broker. And really quick, equity brokers basically go out, raise the equity, so the money that you need for the down payment and improvements and closing costs, whatever it is, and they charge a fee. Typically, it is 1% on, or excuse me, 3% of the equity that they raise and 1% on the debt that they raise. So an equity broker usually also wants to raise or secure the debt on the property. So you can kind of do the math. If they raise, say, $3 million, then you take $3 million and you times that by 3%, then the fee would be $90,000. And say they've got $10 million worth of debt or financing they put on it, then they get $100,000 there. So that's, it's reasonable fees. But then also what they do is they take it out to institutions, hedge funds, private equity firms, maybe family offices, and then you negotiate the deal structure terms with that group as well. So you're really negotiating with two different groups, and the equity broker is a broker. So they're the go-between to help finalize that. And with the reason why we're using an equity broker is because there's just a lot of opportunity to, one, grow a relationship with them, and then two, to get more deals done faster. It's not all about how fast can we do deals, in my opinion. It's about how intelligently can we do the deals and if they make sense. But if we have multiple deals at once that makes sense, then at that point in time, it's important to become resourceful and to identify what team members can you put in place to help make the deal happen. So with one of the deals, we're working with an equity broker. Now, we would still need to bring equity to the table, either 10 to 20% of the money, the equity that's required, and then they bring the remaining 80 or 90%, depending on the structure. But that's one way of me finding a team member that can help scale my company. And another way is, I have clients. I have private consulting clients, and they pay me a retainer on a monthly basis. I teach them how to buy apartment communities and raise money from investors. And there are opportunities when I find a deal that if I have a client who has investors and I have a great relationship with my client, then if they're needing to or wanting to get into a deal, then we could partner. I did that on my first deal with the 250 units in Houston and looking to do it on this deal with one of my clients. And it's looking like it's very likely going to happen. And basically, they get in on the general partnership side with me and they raise money on behalf of the deal. And then the benefit to me is that I'm able to continue to identify more opportunities, raise some money as well, but not the whole chunk of the money. And then I get equity in on the general partnership too. So it's really a win-win, assuming the deal goes well. If the deal doesn't go well, then nobody wins. But assuming the deal goes well, it's a win-win across the board. And those are two ways from a equity standpoint that I'm currently scaling my company through these partnerships. Another is my business partner who will be a guest on the show in the coming months. He is phenomenal at underwriting, has over almost 10 years of experience doing multifamily underwriting. And I am proficient at underwriting. I can underwrite and I do it well, but I haven't been doing it for 10 years or almost 10 years. And there's something to be said for doing it as a full-time job for 10 years. You do anything as a full-time job for 10 years, you're going to be better than me if I'm not doing it. And so I have brought him on and we're partnering up and we're doing these deals together where I can focus in on the investor relationships and the asset management, the marketing piece, and he focuses on the underwriting, the acquisition, and the asset management along with me. And then I'd also say another partnership that I'm currently using and partnering with is partnering with local property management companies. And there's two ways you can do this. One, you pay them a fee for a percentage of, you know, the money that comes into the property every month. And that's typical. Typically, you know, 4 or 5%, depending on the size of the property, those are usually 100 plus units. If it's smaller, then it could be upwards to 8% if it's like a 20 unit or something. But the other way is to have them go in on the GP, the general partnership side with you. And there's pros and cons to it. The pros be, well, let's talk about the cons first, because we always should talk about the risk and how we mitigate it. So the cons would be if it's not a good partner and they are stinking it up on the management side, then they're still going to be a partner with you on the deal, but you'll just have to fire them from management of it. Could get really messy. You could buy them out of the LLC that owns the property, but then you've got to buy them out and it would be a situation that you definitely want to avoid. However, if you partner with them and you do give them equity and they are good, and they're one of the leaders in that local market, then they're going to have a financial interest in the upside of the property, both from an income standpoint, but then also from an NOI standpoint. And that's where the value is really derived for multifamily properties. So that's another partnership that I've been doing in Houston, and we've seen it turn out really well. And going to be looking to do that in other markets as we continue to expand. I could go into examples for my podcast that I do as well. I'll do it really quickly. I've got team members who help make this podcast possible. Mario, he's based in Chicago. He identifies different podcasts for me to speak on, as well as other different public relationship opportunities. And he books those podcasts, and I pay him based on however many he books every month. I've got a partner, Andrew, in Phoenix, Arizona. For any best ever guests, you know Andrew because he sends you the email afterwards with some very thoughtful comments on what his take was on the show, and he gives you the link to share it out with your friends. He also identifies the guests for the show as well. He typed up the show notes, and he posts it, and he writes the headline. He's a jack of all trades and has an incredibly bright future in real estate and is already doing deals in the Phoenix area. I've got a team, Toby and his company, 24 Sound. They're based in Colorado. They do all the audio engineering. They make this podcast sound good and, well, phenomenal. Nice work, Toby. And then I've got a social media expert I hire through Upwork. And I've got an SEO expert or team of experts hired through Upwork. They're both in India. So those are all the team members I have with the podcast. And that's really the focus of this conversation. And what I wanted to mention to you is the partnerships are the key. Identify who are the right partners for your business. And what I like to do is identify what the heck do I enjoy doing that I'm doing now, and what don't I enjoy doing as much? Because if we don't enjoy doing it, then we're not going to be as good at it. And then find people who can partner with you. You can exchange different areas of expertise as compensation. So, you know, maybe you give them insight on something or educate them on something, they educate you on something. Or if it's more manual labor, then, you know, maybe you give them access to, I don't know, relationships or whatever. I'm not sure what it is. You can get creative. You're only limited by your creativity. It doesn't have to be monetary, but a lot of the time that makes the most sense, because that's the most simple way you can do the partnership structure. And then with those partnerships, build out your company and put those pieces in place. You're going to need to have temporary partnerships that go to permanent. I highly recommend testing partnerships out first before you're jumping in with both feet into the partnership. You want to make sure that both of you have an alignment of interests and your natures are the same, or at least complementary. So the final thing I'll say about this in today's episode is I've got the two deals I'm working on in Houston, got three off-market deals in Cincinnati that we're going to be underwriting soon. That came through a broker relationship, one in Indianapolis, again, broker relationship. And the key to the partnerships is to continue to add value. So that, my friends, is what I've got going on. That's where my head's at. I wanted to share this quick message with you on partnerships, why they're so darn important, and how you can implement them in your business to scale your company as well. Hope you have a best ever weekend, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, join me in subscribing to the Family Office Podcast. The host, Richard Wilson, you can learn more about him, episode 447. The reason why you'll want to subscribe and listen to this podcast is he talks about how billionaire families think and how to attract the ultra wealthy into your business. The Family Office Podcast.